This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens at Fenway Park, and our next guest here on the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon, according to my notes, says he's the co-chair of the Jimmy Fund, but you may know him as the Brock star, Brock Holt. Brock, how we doing?
We're doing good. Love these 2 days every year. Obviously, when I played here, it's an important thing that we're doing, and I'm just happy to be back and a part of what we've got going on.
I mean, when you played, you were Mr. Everything. Like, if there was a position that needed to be filled in, infield, outfield, behind the plate, on the bump, wherever, you were that guy. And when we got here a little while ago, there you were in the back, Andy, there he was in the back of the bank.
Answering phone.
Volunteering.
I got $25 from Miss Patricia. So thank you,
nice.
Patricia, if
Miss
you're
Patricia.
Watching. Yeah,
Miss Patricia. Way to go, Patty.
Yeah, she crushed it. Yeah, $25. She was a big Red Sox fan. She knew who she was talking to. And
awesome.
She even told me she loved me after the phone call was over. So got to know her really well in the 10-minute conversation that we had.
So you were formerly the Jimmy Fund captain for 5 years, and now in a little bit of a different role here as the co-chair. Tell us a little bit about that job, that role, what this year has been like.
Yeah, so was captain. Garrett Whitlock, captain now. I was captain for 4 or 5 years. I don't know the exact number, but something that I was really passionate about whenever I played here. And obviously, you know, looked for a way to come back. Me and my wife, Lakin, did a lot of work you know, while we were here with the Jimmy Fund, and then still tried to stay involved whenever I left. And, you know, unfortunately, when Larry Lucchino passed away, they reached out to me and asked if I wanted to do this. And fortunately, you know, me and TC were able to take it on and, you know, carry on that legacy kind of in that role. And, this year's been great. You know, we announced, you know, the co-chair last year at the telethon, and it's been a great year of growth. And you know, I'm still kind of learning, and I'm just happy to be back involved. As soon as I left Boston, I was trying to find my way back in some way, shape, or form, and here we are. And you know, hoping we can do a lot of good work.
What led you though at first to? I mean, it seems like everybody involved in the Red Sox and with a lot of Boston teams has some level of involvement with Dana-Farber, Jimmy Fund, or a great cause in town. But what led you to forge such a quick and now seemingly lifelong connection with the Jimmy Fund?
Yeah, it was easy. It was easy. My first spring training in 2013 with the Red Sox, Lisa Sherber brings, you know, all the teenagers down. And that's kind of my first instance where I got to know kind of what the Jimmy Fund is, Dana-Farber, you know, how the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund coincide. And David Ross, I believe, was the captain at the time, Will Middlebrooks. And, you know, just kind of learned from there. Took some trips over to the clinic and got to know some kids. And it was just something that clicked right away for me, and something that I was extremely excited about being a part of and trying to help however I could. So something I fell in love with pretty early on in my career here, in my time here, and very fortunate to still be a part of it.
And you weren't even a dad at that point.
Was not even a dad. No. We had Griff in 2016, so a couple of years later. But I built some really good relationships. To me, that's what life's about, right? Like getting to know people and trying to make an impact. And, you know, you'll be surprised whenever you put yourself out there how your impact impacted as well. And built some relationships that I still keep to this day. And, you know, it's just it's a special place that does special things, and just happy to be a part of it.
So when you were on the phone with Miss Patricia, what's the sales pitch to try to get people to donate? Because obviously, you know, Dana-Farber, the Jimmy Fund, they need the money now as much as ever, and it can go to so many important things. But sort of what is your pitch to our listeners as why they need to donate?
Well, I think I don't know that people need a pitch, right? Like they tune in, you hear the stories, you know, we have patients on all day, we have people, we have doctors, and I think it's the stories. Everybody's impacted by cancer, and I think these 2 days are super special because of the stories that are being told, and people start to kind of understand, you know, what the money goes to as far as research or clinical trials or whatever it may be. And you know, these 2 days every year are amazing. How people from all over the world come together and donate, you know, however much to help this cause.
Yeah, it's they donate money, they donate their time, and we know the people that work at Dana-Farber, just, you know, it's their job, but they're just the countless hours of sweat and research and time and effort they put into it. Because as we've come to learn over the years, and I'm sure you've been privy to this as well, it's not just the quality of the medical care that they get, but the entirety of the care, treating the patient for their diagnosis as well as their concerns, and then the way that Dana-Farber, thanks to the Jimmy Fund, treat the whole family and everyone attached to them as well, is spectacular and I think peerless.
Yes, yeah, the culture that they've built over there is second to none. It's you walk in the buildings, you just feel good. And it's a place that no one wants to be, but from the guy parking your car to the guy hopefully curing cancer one day, it's like everyone in between is there for you. And the times that I've been over, and you know, obviously when I go to the clinic, it's you know, how can we get the kid's mind off of their treatment? We're doing arts and crafts and stuff. But when you go visit the adult patients and you can have conversations with them, it's, this place saved my life. This place is awesome. Like if it weren't for Dana-Farber and my doctors, my nurses, like I wouldn't be here. And it's amazing to hear. Like I haven't spoken to a single person that's gotten treatment at Dana-Farber, the Jimmy Fund, and they've not been positive about their experience and the people they've met along the way.
And you mentioned big 2 days in the city of Boston for the Red Sox, for Nesson, WEEI. But if also you look up at the map we get over here, if my eyes are right, I think we're up to 47 states have made a donation.
37.
37, sorry. Yeah, bad math.
Math is hard.
Math is hard. You get it. Hard. As long as the math is good on the tote board and yep, going up. Yep.
Three-quarters of America. Well, that's pretty bad.
Already, right?
But 37 states. And we hear stories of people coming here for treatment and obviously donating from. So it's not just, you know, Boston. This is sort of a national thing. And did you experience that, see that, take that with you in your career? And did you realize maybe how special this place is when you left for a little while?
Yeah, I mean, I felt the specialness, if specialness is a word.
Sure, we'll
right?
go with math and English.
Yeah, math is hard.
This is your segment.
Hard.
We're good.
Yeah, specialness. I felt that whenever I was here. And you go and you visit, and there's, like you said, there's people from all over the world coming here to get treatment. So I knew after I left how special of a place this was, and that's why I continued to, you know, obviously wanting to help, but, you know, those relationships that I spoke about earlier, those relationships carry on past me playing for the Red Sox, right? So it's like, how can I continue to be involved even when I'm not here? And you know, now I'm here and co-chairing the thing with TC, and couldn't be more excited.
What was, like, when was the moment that you knew, if there was even like that moment, you know, playing here for the Sox, where you just like the electricity of Fenway, the people, the city, you know, it's a town, but it's a city, you know, it's not like anywhere else, that you just sort of like fell in love with the city. And what was that certain something that just made you say, like, I love this place?
Man, it's hard to think back to one moment. But I mean, this was basically my first experience as a big league player. I got called up with Pittsburgh in 2012. I got a September call up. So I was up for a month with Pittsburgh, and then I got traded here that offseason. And then went to spring training, started in Pawtucket, and then I was kind of the up and down guy in 2013. Got called up when someone would get hurt, got sent down when he'd come back. And
rode the Lou Merlone Express for a while.
I did. I was on the one way back and forth from Pawtucket, and there were times when I would come up and wouldn't even get activated, and I'd just go back the next day, you know. So that first year was rough, but I mean, just getting to play at Fenway Park every day. You know, obviously 14-15 when I was up, majority of the time, we, you know, last place in the division, but place is packed every night. Yeah, I think probably once we started winning, you know, 16 won the division, 17 won the division. I think when you win here, it's when you get it. And you know, fortunately, I was able to play on some pretty dang good teams and play with some really good players. So, just special place, a place that I never wanted to leave. For you know, obviously, you know, business side of things doesn't work out, but I would have stayed here as long as they let me. And but like I said, found my way back.
I wanted to ask your perspective, because obviously Brock Holt is known as the great utility player, and it's only been like 10 years, but it seems like baseball is in a different. Mookie Betts is playing shortstop, center field. You know, Rafael is playing center field, second base. There's almost like a different. It's almost more like high school or travel, where all these great athletes are being asked to play different positions. Do you like that? Do you see where the game is going? Do you like where the game is going?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys are so athletic now that it's not as difficult as it once was. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do by any means. I had to do it because I wasn't good enough at one single position to stick around, you know. So I had to move around to stay.
Jack of all trades.
And I mean, if I wouldn't have done it, I probably wouldn't have had the career that I had. So, you know, when they asked if I could play first base, I said yes. That's just what I had to do.
You want to do it now?
Well, okay, we could.
I don't know that it would be as good as it once was.
It's like,
you know,
the Belichick effect in a lot of ways. Like, you know, like you got to make the team somehow.
Yeah.
And like, whether it's on special teams, you got to play. You know, like you and Julian Edelman here at the same time. Like guys that are just like, you want me to return kicks? You want me to play defensive back? You want me to be wide receiver?
Yeah.
Do I have to kick an extra point? Play first base? Whatever.
I just
whatever
want to be
it takes.
On the field.
It's a Boston attitude.
Yeah, I just wanted to be on the field and help however I could. And you know, it gave me more opportunity. You know, I came up as a second baseman, shortstop. When I got here, Dustin Pedroia was the second baseman. I'm not playing second base for the Boston Red Sox, right?
I'm sure he was very inviting.
And I don't – well, he was. Dustin's great. He's one of my best friends and probably the guy that I talk to the most now that we're done playing. But I didn't want to play second base. Like, if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, if you're on the Boston Red Sox, like, you want Dustin Pedroia playing second base as many times as he can, as many days as he can. So for me, it was like, can you play third? Yes, I can play third. Have you ever played outfield? Yes, but no, I've never played outfield other than a slow pitch softball game one time. But I'll try it.
Sure.
And if they throw you in Detroit on Sunday night baseball game and you play outfield for the first time. But I mean, that's just something that I had to do. And I grew to love it. I grew to love it because, you know, you see the game from different angles and it's – It's fun.
That's great.
Playing right field one day, and then, you know, I'm like, dude, I'm so far from the action. And the next day I'm playing third base, and I'm like, can I back up a little?
Too close. You know? Too close.
Right on top.
Way too close.
Just want to ask you the last question. So I know obviously your dad now as well. What's your kids' level of baseball involvement like? And do you ever tell your kids, like, hey, listen, your dad played every position out there, so
yeah,
no grousing, get out there and get it.
Yeah. I mean, they don't listen to me very much when it comes to baseball. So I try and teach them. I'm coaching both of their teams, and it's a thrill for me. I'm glad that both of them enjoy the game and love the game, and that's where I'm trying to keep it right now. As young as they are, I want them to to want to go to baseball practice, want to go to the games and just enjoy it. And it's one of those things where I am coach on the field, but I try and be dad whenever we get off the field. But they're for me, that's life now. I'm dad, and I wouldn't want it any other way. There were two things I wanted to be when I grew up, and that was a dad and a professional baseball player. And I've gotten to do both of them, and it's very fortunate.
All right, Brock Holt, the co-chair with Tom Caron, currently of the Jimmy Fund. Before we let you go, you want to turn around and read that bit?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Math involved. You want to just turn around and read that big number behind you before we go to break?
Yeah, let's do it. 605,931.
Well done. Well right, done. We are moving on up. WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park. We'll be back at the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.